What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. All the smoke coming to you from the XS nightclub at the beautiful Wynn Hotel.
One more game.
Sponsored by Legends. We appreciate you guys to come out. Our next guest, man, we've been chasing this guy since he got drafted. We almost locked him down last year. He slipped away from us, but we caught his ass this year, man. Yo, yeah. Welcome to the show, Chet Holmgren. Yes, Chet, sir. What up, baby?
Appreciate y'all having me.
Man, thank you for coming through. Number 2 pick of last year's draft. Yep. Suffer a foot injury in, was it Jamal Crawford Summer League?
Yeah, crossover.
Yeah, the crossover Summer League last summer. What was it like, first and foremost, being drafted number 2, but then having to sit and watch the entire season?
I don't know. It was a lot of emotions. Obviously, you guys know what it's like, you know, to come into the league. You know, you guys got these aspirations, all the shit you've worked hard for, and then it was like just ran into a wall, and there's nothing I could do about it. Just kind of instance thing, and then after that it was just trying to figure out how to get back.
What was the actual injury? It was your foot, right?
Yeah, so it was a Liz Frank injury, so it's basically a midfoot injury, and it was injury to a small ligament in my foot, but somehow the process of recovering just, you know,
took a long time.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
So how long were you actually off of your foot before you were able to put weight back on and do anything?
I mean, it was a process, you know. I had surgery, and then for 6 weeks, I was on a scooter, just shooting on a scooter every day. Literally did the same routine every single day. And then from there, it was like crutches, and then one crutch, and then walking with the boot. And then, you know what I'm saying? It was just step after step. And I probably wasn't walking normal until, I mean, I had a second surgery to get the hardware out. So, you know, it was months. Yeah.
So what has the last year been like? Obviously drafted, hurt, watched the whole season, healthy. Yeah. Now you're in the midst of summer league right now, going into your rookie season, so to speak. What has this last year been like for you?
It obviously looked a lot different than if I was playing, but it had all the same ups and downs. You know, it had the hard days, the good days. You know, the days where I felt like I was making a lot of progress, and then the days where it felt like the same day as yesterday. You know, I just tried to kind of stay level-headed through it and just, you know, not let it become a curse. You know, obviously you don't want that to happen, but you can either make it a blessing and make, you know, make something good out of it, or just kind of just sit there and not do nothing with it. And then, you know, it just continues to get worse and worse. So
recently you said you've been trying to add weight to your frame. What has that process been like, kind of just developing? You're still so young. You just turned 21 in May.
Yeah.
What has it been like just trying to add some muscle to your body?
Nah, like y'all said, it's not just about being big. You know, there's so much into the game now. Like, you got to be able to move still and do so many different things. It's not necessarily about gaining weight. It's really just trying to work on my body, you know.
Getting stronger.
Yeah, stronger, more athletic. Really, the weight kind of comes with it. As you add some muscle and, you know, get older, you always, you know, add weight. But I don't want to add the wrong weight and just get, you know, some big broad shoulders, and now I'm moving slow, can't move, my knees hurt, you know, so... You know, the focus has been just working on my body all around and, like, how it plays into my game and how I play. So.
How do you feel about your game right now? Obviously, coming into the draft, you was cooking. Great year in college, number two pick, playing well in the summer league. A long layoff. Where do you feel like your game? Are you 100% back, or where do you feel your game is at right now?
I mean, I definitely feel like I'm in a good groove right now. But, you know, whether I never got hurt or I'm in the position I'm in now, you know, I'm just – you know, out there trying to learn from my mistakes as a young player and kind of grow through it. You know, my game isn't finished. I don't think it'll ever be finished. Mm-hmm. It's like a puzzle with unlimited pieces, you know. So
unlimited,
just trying to add that next piece over and over. And that's kind of where I'm at. Definitely feel like I'm in a different flow than I was last year when I got hurt. But I feel like I'm doing some things better. Some things, you know, I got to kind of get caught back up with. But you know, I just got no complaints, man. I'm blessed to be back out there.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you, too, it ain't too much about gaining weight. Like, as you play, you're going to learn how to take those bumps and bruises, hitting the floor and all that. Your body going to get used to it. So it ain't just too much about gaining weight. It's about getting used to the game.
Yeah, staying healthy, too, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Thunder, SGA, Cason Wallace. I coached a lot of these guys. Lou Dort, Giddey, Jalen Williams. Y'all got a stacked squad.
Y'all got a young, good team.
How you feel about next year?
Man, I'm excited just because, you know, our management does a great job of putting great guys in the locker room as well as on the staff. But we're also so young. Like, everybody has room to grow. Shea, everybody saw what he did last year. But, you know, he just turned 25 like 2 days ago. You know, he's going to continue to get better. And, you know, it's just going to be on us to get in the lab together and build that chemistry and figure out how to put the pieces together because – you know, we got a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm. Talk about SGA. I mean, he had a great year. You got a chance to watch him for a whole season. What's so special about him?
I mean, you see what's so special about him on the court, you know, when he picks that ball up. But honestly, if you didn't see all the highlights and the Instagram followers and stuff, if you were just around him every day and didn't know about all that, you'd think he's a regular person. You know, he laughs and jokes with us. You know, the same as the last guy on the roster, you know. Which I think is great for our team because, you know, it doesn't create that hierarchy. Doesn't, you know, nobody feels like they're not good enough to talk to this person about this. You know, we're kind of just, everybody's on the same level, which is huge for us.
And that's good when your star is like that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Great leader, too, for sure.
On such a young team, what players have been able to teach you about life in the NBA? Like, do you have any OGs? Like,
are there
any
vets on that team?
I mean... We had Mike last year, and then he ended up in Boston. We got K. Rich with us, but like we don't even really have rookie duties because
really,
know,
it's
everybody's so young.
Lou Dort looked like an OG. He just a young boy, but he looked like an OG.
Yeah,
y'all just got the blind leading the blind.
Yeah, pretty much. But
Lou Dort, you know, play linebacker like, right now in the NFL.
Big as shit. Yeah, he big as
shit.
Yeah,
I feel like we do a pretty good job of not having to learn through mistakes off the court. Like I said, we got great dudes in the locker room, and obviously mistakes happen, but, you know, we do a pretty good job of looking out for each other and making sure, you know, we're not doing too much.
I've been telling people about you since I was able to coach you at the Iverson game, and I got you for my Rookie of the Year this year. Talk about Jalen Williams. He was second in Rookie of the Year voting. Talk about him.
Man, he's a hooper. I knew he was – really good before, you know, all the NBA stuff. We played against him in conference play in college, and you know, we smacked his team by like 30, but he had 20 each game. So, like, I knew he could hoop. You know, not trying to take too many shots at Santa Clara, but, you know, we're kind of on top of the WCC. So, but yeah, he can hoop. He can do it all. You know, big body with skill, you know, that's what the NBA is about. So,
for those of y'all who don't know, he is eligible for Rookie of the Year since he didn't play last year. So, I got him winning it.
I was going to say that at the end of the show, but yeah, he's both of our picks for Rookie of the Year this year.
It's love. Appreciate y'all, man.
Any teams or players you're looking to go against, former teammates, guys you played against, AAUs, current superstars, anybody you looking forward to playing against this year?
I mean, every single game is going to be like, oh, I want to play this dude or I want to play this team because, like, where the league is at, every team's got talent right
parody,
now. There's no team where it's like you look at them and they're like, you know, the 10-win Bobcats or something like that.
Outside of yourself, obviously looking to have a big year, anybody on your team, younger guy, you think will have a breakout year this year?
Man, we just got so much talent on our team.
Like,
it's going to be like a new guy every single game. Somebody's, you know, the ball's going to bounce this dude's way this game. This dude's going to hit shots this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, We got dudes who, you know, didn't get the most opportunity last year or just got with the team or whatever that, you know, when you watch them some games, you're just going to see, like, this dude can hoop from Kaysen to Ooze to Trey to, you know, all the way down down the roster. Like, like we got dudes.
That's what I'm excited about, to see SGA go to the two and Kaysen at the point. I'm definitely, you know, excited to see you play with both of those, but to have HG at the two where he ain't got to run the offense, that's going to be scary.
He don't have to run the offense anyways. Like, he don't even talk to coach about, you know, I want this play run for me. He's like, you know, I'm going to touch the ball.
He just hooped.
I'm going to touch the ball. That's all, you know, if he touched the ball, he's going to get 30. So, one of those dudes for sure.
First year coming in, are there any goals you set for yourself? Rookie of the year, play a certain amount of games, all rookie, anything like that? Or is it more team focused for you?
I mean, I'd say it's a little bit of both. You know, like the personal stuff, like I kind of keep to myself, but obviously like winning's the first and foremost thing all the time. You know, if you don't win, you don't really get respect. So, you know, the number one thing is winning, helping figure out how to win with my teammates too, you know, because if they see I'm just out there to try and reach personal accolades, like, they're not going to rock with that, you know. And I wouldn't rock with that either if, you know, I saw somebody trying to do that. So, you know, it's going to start day one of training camp. I mean, it already has started, really. But, you know, between us players, coaching staff, you know, we just got to figure out how to win as many games as we can.
Outside of your teammates, three guys you like to watch?
Current or, like, former, just whatever.
Period.
I mean, Durant, I've been watching Durant since I started playing. I got to hoop against him last summer. Hopefully again this summer, too. You know, that's always a good bump. Be able to work on your shit with, you know, dudes who got what you're trying to
get.
You know what I'm saying? So, guys like Durant, my first year starting watching NBA basketball was Dirk in 2011. So, you know, I've always watched a lot of his bump. And then, like, I could name 10 dudes for the third spot, from Mike to Kobe to, like, dudes like Book, you know, all the super skilled guys, and, you know, try to take something from them.
Thanks.
I used to watch a little Matt Barnes and Stack back in the day.
Yeah, you know, we got a little something. We caused a little ruckus there now and then. Growing up in Minneapolis, what was that like?
It's cool. Like, we've had a good amount of talent coming out of there the last few years. It's just, you know, kind of once you get up out of there and kind of move on to the different hoop scenes, especially when all the other dudes have gotten out of there too and they're hooping here, hooping there, it's tough to, you know, kind of find runs out there just because everybody's all over the place. So, you know, I'm wherever the runs are at, really. So, you know, I spend a lot of time in L.A. or, you know, wherever I can find runs, really. But, you know, we got a lot of talent that came out of there, whether I played with them or against them. You know, it's all love back in Minnesota. Yeah, I hope everybody succeeds from there, you know.
You blew up in high school. You had a viral moment when you was at Steph camp. Is that when you blew up and everybody knew who you was? That was your viral moment?
I say, like, my internet fame, I guess, picked up in that moment. But, like, the beginning of that kind of AAU season was when I, like,
took off.
The basketball world kind of figured out who I was. You know, I came out that first tournament on 17s and averaged, like, a triple-double with blocks. So, like, after that, it was kind of just, you know, an uphill trajectory, and then that moment happened, and that's when like all the little kids, you know, started knowing my name, and like everywhere I'd go, I'd get like little people screaming my name, asking for signatures and stuff, which was probably good that I had that early on, because like I kind of got used to it, learned how to move, how to, you know, how to deal with it in regular life, you know.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You ended up landing at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
What makes Gonzaga such a basketball powerhouse?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons. They've had a lot of talent come through there, but at the same time, you know, the coaches figure out how to piece that talent together and figure out how to win with it. So, you know, I'd say that's one of the main reasons, being able to get talent in there, you know, all the way back in the days with Tommy. He's at Arizona now, but he got a lot of international guys in there, and then eventually, you know, a lot of dudes from, you know, in America started showing up, and, you know, they were able to make some good runs with it, and, you know, I see that going forward. They got a good squad coming up this year, too. Transfer portal shit's all different.
Changed the game completely.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, this positionless basketball now, you're seeing more guys being able to do more things on the court. You know, we were two-way players, but you're seeing guys like you, your size, being able to do things guards do. With your skill set, how do you look at the evolution of the game with more big guys like you, Wembanyama, guys that are coming in the game that can do it all past 7 foot?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Like, if you look at some of the more old-school offenses, like it's slower and the ball gets stuck more because two people have to have the ball the whole time. There's two people on the court who can't do shit with the ball. Now, Now it's like shit's moving constantly, side to side, back and forth. You got actions happening on the weak side, and then you got dudes who just catch the ball and just do some crazy shit. And it's like, how did that just happen? You know, because it's like now all five dudes on the floor got to be able to play with the ball and make decisions. So, like, that's part of that. And the three-point shooting, I say, is part of why, like, the offenses have taken off so much. And, like, the points per game has gone up so much. But I think it's great for basketball, too. If people wanted to watch big dudes run into each other, they go to a WWE match, you know.
So right.
you know, it's about watching skill and, you know, seeing shit that, like, you don't really see regular people do at the park, you know.
Well, it's going to be good for me because I used to see Tim Duncan and David Robinson run a pick and roll, a 4 and 5 pick and roll.
Yeah.
That's and crazy that to say,
like,
that, right?
That was like mind-blowing back then. Nobody's seen that before.
But yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be able to see a lot of that with guys like you and Wembanyama, so it's going to be good for the game, I think.
Almost definitely.
AI Classic alumni, that's where we met. I formed a relationship with a lot of guys. Just talk about during the pandemic how important that game was because a lot of games wasn't going on.
Yeah, I mean, that was the only one we got.
Yeah.
So, like, that was, like, the last chance in high school. It's like me and P got to play against each other. All these dudes who, like, are, you know, everybody got something to prove, you know. So it's like we all get to play against each other one last time before we go to college. And, you know, it's always great to compete. So normally you get McDonald's, you get the Nike Hoop Summit, you get Jordan Brand, you get Iverson, you get, you know, whatever it is. We only got that one. So, like, that was, you know, our one chance to go at it. And, you know, shout out to y'all for putting together the event, man.
Yeah, Bobby Bates.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Chip, for coming. I just want to appreciate you and Brian Daly from Showtime. Y'all really put on a great event. Jelani, you really listened to me this time. I know you kind of got frustrated with me telling you to turn the music down, but I understand your production methods. Okay, thank you, Jelani.
That's Bobby Bates.
Who he was impersonated, but
that's Bobby.
Oh, that's Bobby. Bobby. That makes sense. It makes sense that
anything you picked up, you know, obviously you're working on your craft, getting healthy, but anything you picked up from just sitting a whole year and watching the game from the front row?
Yeah, I picked up a lot of things. Like not only from a team sense of just like how the NBA game works and like how our team kind of works as a team, but also, like, there's shit you see up close that you do not see on the TV, like all the elbows Chris Paul be throwing, and you know what I'm saying? Like, all the little tiny shit that the TV you don't really pick up, but you see all that when you're 20 feet away. So, like, picked up all that, you know, some footwork shit, like, you know, I couldn't play, but, you know, I tried to focus as much as my ADHD would allow and, you know, again, try to make something of it because, you know, I couldn't really do shit. That's the hard part of it. Like, you know, you get drafted, front office believes in you, your friends and family believe in you, the fan base believes in you, and then it's like, now you got to sit down. And it's you can't really go out there.
Speak to the mental side of that because obviously you were physically hurt, but as you're touching on right now, that shit is a mental drain. It's mentally frustrating. I'm sure, like you said, there's up days, there's down, there's probably a lot of down days. We talked to Klay Thompson when he had to miss nearly 2.5 years, and he said it was the hardest thing he had ever gone through in his life. That's probably the first time basketball's really been taken from you, right?
No, facts. Before that, I'd never been hurt for longer than a week or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'd never really missed basketball, and, you know, that's tough when you're not hooping, especially, like, that's the first time I've ever not been able to hoop, and it's tough because, like, you know, whenever, you know, something doesn't go my way or, you know, I'm pissed off or something, you know, I just go hoop, go compete, let it all out at the gym or whatever. And, you know, not being able to do that, you know, it's tough. And, you know, I'm thankful to have good people around me. And, you know, I know a lot of times that can kind of lead to bad things for people looking for other outlets. Yeah. So, you know, I just tried to keep my focus on basketball. Like, I couldn't really compete, but, you know, I was more just kind of competing with myself at that point to stay locked in.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though, being hurt, the bonus side from that is you have to think and see and dream your success in basketball before it actually happens.
You got to do that even if you're not hurt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, we've all done that.
I had to envision myself getting to the NBA before I could do it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was just, like, doubling down on that process, really, of it. And, you know, I feel like I did that pretty well, you know. I didn't kind of let my focus slip at all. And, again, like, I had great people around me who continue to believe in me. Like, it's easy to think, like, oh, I got hurt, you know. Now, like, I know Jamal Murray went through the same thing. Mm-hmm. I saw something he was saying, like, oh, I'm damaged goods. Y'all going to trade me now? Like, all those thoughts go through your head, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just good having, like, the people behind you, not only, like, my family and friends who've, like, always been behind me, but, like, you know, from the medical staff and the front office and the coaches, just seeing, like, the process that we went through every single day and, like, how much they worked with me. Like, it really showed, like, how much they, you know, valued me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I couldn't take that for granted. So, like, it helped me lock in even more, you know.
Yeah. Give us a summertime day in the life of Chet. So if you're in L.A. for a month, give me a typical grind day. What time are you up? What are you doing until you go to sleep?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be different every day. You know, unfortunately, in L.A., there's traffic and shit, so you got to factor all that in. But usually I'm up at 8 a.m. You know, I got to get a big breakfast in, and I can't go straight from eating hella food to on the court. So, you know, I'll eat my breakfast, and then, you know, I'll either get treatment or get a stretch in or something like that. And then from there, I'm in the weight room, and then I go from the weight room to the court. You know, I'm planning to play 2 to 3 days a week out in L.A. this year.
You'll be up at UCLA? You need to stop
sure.
by. Yeah,
like I mean, I'm inviting you. The runs are at.
Yeah,
you know,
UCLA is where one of the runs will come,
yeah,
come up there.
Yeah,
and fuck
I can't
with.
Overdo it again. You know,
Rico
at
runs.
The end of the day, I got to make sure I'm on that, that court for the real games, you know, but I still got to work on my shit. So, you know, I'm going to try and sharpen the knives and be out there as much as I can. You know, I'm going to figure it out. But, you know, after that, right back to the meals. And then, you know, figure out something to do in the afternoon, whether it's, you know, dinner with some friends or go shopping a little bit, go to the beach, whatever, kind of get your mind off it. And then, you know, at night I got my supplements routine and, you know, I'll usually sit down, either watch highlights or some film or something. And then, that's like a typical Monday through Friday for me.
First big thing you bought, you got some good money, boy. What's the first big thing you bought? Something for your family, something for yourself? What was the first big thing you bought?
I mean, I bought a house, which in Oklahoma City is a lot different than buying one in Beverly Hills.
Totally
I got like
different.
A $20 million house for like 20
million.
Times less. You know what I'm saying?
20, but, 20 times
one
less.
1.5.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, I got a little deal going where I don't got to, you know, buy my cars. I got a little.
Come on, man.
You know, that's like they that's usually the stupidest shit people throw money at. It's just like buying
cars
and stuff. But
had every car in the sun.
And before they made it, I had it.
Yeah, my first big purchase was probably the chain I had on draft night. You know, I got a little watch collection that's growing right now. Mm-hmm. I got a few Rolexes.
We see you shining.
Yeah, yeah. I just got a frosted AP. Mm-hmm. 1 of 200, so that's a special piece to me. And then I'm working on something for my pops right now, but I don't want to like spoil it.
Still
in the works.
Just know it's coming, pops.
Yeah,
is that a day date you got on or was?
Day just.
Yeah.
This is your solo camera right here.
Yeah.
Talk to your Oklahoma City fans and what they should expect from you this year.
Man, Oklahoma City. I told y'all this when I got drafted, but you know, man, I'm still ready. Y'all gonna get my all, you know, day in, day out, game in, game out. You know, I'm gonna do what I gotta do and whatever it takes to, you know, help us win these games. So can't wait to be out there.
They got a good one coming.
There you go, Oklahoma. Quick hitters before we get you out of here. One album on repeat for you.
Shit, I got a few.
Name them.
Just because y'all waited too, Lil Durk. That's the blue one, right?
Yeah,
that one. I say PTSD, G Herbo. I put Future's last album on there. I feel like Drake's next album going to be a hitter, so I got to put that one on there.
So you put it on there before it even.
Yeah.
I like
that. Yo, I got a few others on there, but I'm a quick hitters.
Yeah.
MJ, Braun, Kobe. Rank them.
1A, 1B, 1C. I mean.
Does it matter the names?
It's just like, what is the comparison, dude? You know what I'm saying?
It's what's the comparison?
It's like.
Oh, what's the comparison?
Like, I mean, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, me sitting here and arguing and saying you're wrong versus I'm right. Like, what are we right. doing?
Yeah, it's all opinion.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, each of them did so much for the game. It's like, I feel like it kind of just diminishes the respect that we should be giving to them.
Anybody that's debating on the three, those three were better than all of us.
That's what I'm saying. So it's it's like a compliment to each of them that you're even arguing about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Kobe and Jordan was better. Okay.
If you could rewatch one game or sit courtside for any game in history, what game would that be?
Shit. I'd have to say Mike's game 6 in 98.
Ooh, was that in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Flu game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's flu game.
Was that the flu game?
No, that was game 5. Was it game 5?
You're talking about the game winner, game 6.
I'm talking about the
game winner with Byron Russell. When he put it on Russell.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
I'm asking you a question though. 5 dinner guests, dead or alive?
Ali, Tyson, Mike, Kobe. Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. Beast mode.
Beast mode.
Everybody like beast mode.
That's a good call. I got a chance to kind of first meet you as a person at a Legends event at Snoop's crib.
Yeah.
What was that? I think I met your uncle that night too, huh? Was that your uncle that was with you, or was that your pops?
Yeah, I mean, I call him Unc.
Okay,
Unc. Yeah, that's
so what was it like? I mean, Snoop had you guys out there. You guys got a chance to play. What was that experience like?
So
that's dope.
He turns into other things?
Huh? I don't know. I don't want to put that out there. He's too young to really talk about that right now.
You said you met him as a person. Is he anything else?
I said the first time I met you in person.
No, you said as a person.
I'm not trying to get fined.
You said as a person, dog. I'm just telling you what you said. You said as a person. I didn't know he was something else besides a person. My bad.
Talk about that that day, getting a chance to meet Snoop, playing.
Yeah, I mean it's dope, because, like, that was probably my first time in L.A., too.
You get to meet Snoop
but, like,
for the first
it was kind of sketchy, because, like, you know his compound. It's in the middle of L.A., and it looks like an abandoned warehouse.
It's in the hood, yeah.
Like, you know, you think you're getting, like, abducted or something when you roll in there. And then you see his whole little line of classic cars, and you're like, okay, this is definitely Snoop's spot. Yeah, and then, you know, we got in there. He's got everything. He's got the court. He's got the green room, the game room, and it's just like.
The green room for real.
It was hard to really even focus on playing basketball. I mean, the hoop's 8 feet anyway.
Right. You're just shit was little as motherfucker.
Yeah, so Snoop be fooling us.
Yeah, oh, when he's dunking out there? Yeah, he definitely lowers the hoop.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking he's still 10 feet.
Oh, no. Dunking, man. Snoop ain't dunking on 10
We're
like that.
We're not trying to expose you.
Yeah, we ain't telling you secrets, but yeah, it ain't 10.
Nah, but it was a great time being out there. Right? That's dope. So shout out Snoop for putting that together.
That's family. Give me 5 players in the league you like to watch outside of your teammates.
I mean, Kev, Book, Luka, AD, Embiid, you know, go down the line. Mm-hmm. Like the bigger skill dudes, you know, I feel like I could take something from anybody's game and, you know.
Make it your own?
Yeah, be able to kind of work with it. But, you know, seeing what they do and how they do it, you know, I feel like it really applies.
So.
If you could see one guest on All the Smoke, who would it be?
But
you have to help us get them on the show.
I mean, y'all network probably deeper than mine. I'm a youngin' in this game. I'm still, hey, still shaking hands, but.
You got a teammate we ain't had yet.
It's Jay.
Okay, I should've saw where y'all were going with that. You know, I'll shoot him a text.
Yeah, shoot bro a text.
You know,
just tell him we looking for him. He probably been looking for us.
Give him a good shout out real quick.
Yeah, come on, SGA. You already know you're one of the coldest guards in the game, bro. We've been waiting on you. Fashion, hoop, seem cool. Come sit down on the couch.
And they love us in Canada, so let's set up something to pull up on you.
Yep.
In the summertime out in Canada?
It don't even matter. Canada popping all year round.
Call Drake.
Yep. I'll just tell him to watch the
That's
NBA.
It. Yep. Well, Chet, man, we appreciate your time. Glad you're back healthy. We got Legends gift bag for you. Shout out Legends.
Legends.com. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Yeah, but man, thank you. Wish you the best of luck. Glad you're healthy. Looking forward to you winning again. Jack and I both, you have you as rookie of the year, man, so don't let us down, goddammit. Well, that's a wrap. Chet Holmgren, All the Smoke, Las Vegas. Give it up one time.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody for coming out today. We appreciate you. Obviously, XS, Legends, Showtime, all of our guests, P After Dark. We appreciate you, baby. You can catch us on Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform, Black Effects.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.